Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens, or split. Gamble responsibly.
Newcastle Gold Cup Day. This track's a remarkable one. Gary Harley, as I say, good morning. They've rated it a soft five this morning.
Yeah, Andrew, 70 mils of rain only a few days ago, but it is a remarkable track. It's the best drawing track in New South Wales, and Wyong's the other one. I mean, they leave Randwick in those places, but then Wyong had 205 mils the other day and it got to a heavy eight the next day this track. It cost $11 million for this track and the Beaumont track. Peter Volandi's at his board there. You know, granted of the money, it was well spent. You haven't got to talk any of the top jumps or trainers that race here from Sydney. You know, they can't believe that the surface after you have so much rain.
Yeah, no, I understand.
It's just a water guzzler.
Yeah, well, it's a brand new track, and that's the way it should be operating if they've spent that amount of money. So that's the good news for participants heading there. All right, mate, let's have a look at them. The first, a benchmark 64. Number two, Collator, is the favourite at $2.80. Number four, Bullet Storm, $5.50 to $4.80. And number one, Macambo, is at $5.
I like Macambo here. He struck a very smart field the other day at Randwick. I was down there that day. And he was allowed to drop back. And he made up a bit of ground, but he looked as if he needed the run. He'd be a lot fitter today, and at his best, would beat this field. So I've got him on top here, Josh Pass, to ride him again for Alan Denham. Number two, Collada. That was a biased track the other day when he led all the way, and he absolutely bolted in. I mean, I'm not bagging the win at all, but he'd probably lead again here today. He raced right away to win easy at Canterbury, so I've got to put him in second. Number five, the third pick, Bullet Storm. Now, it went to Scone the other day, and it was back for an absolute stack up there, and it was just beaten by a horse, a former Siren, that goes very good, Emanuela. And they beat the others very, very easy. Adam Hieronymus went up the rip up there, and he thought the horse went really good. Number three, Surmaze, is best of the others. 1, 2, 5, and 3.
1, 2, 5, and 3 there. Race two, the maiden here over the 1,200. Three Amiens, the favourite at $3.50 at Tab right now. Number one, Canny Nero, 6 into 5 over the last hour. And number two, Elgin, at $5.
Amiens troll really good the other day at Canterbury. Timmy Clark rode and held it together all the way. Never, ever give it any rain, and it folded into the trial. Did get beat a camera on the synthetic at Dovey's start back in August, but obviously improved by then. There's a few chances in the race, but I think it'll be hard to beat. Number one, Canyon Hero, I've got to stick a back at him. He's had 12 starts for 8th place. He's always going to win, but hasn't got there yet. But I think he's got a good chance here, second up today. Number two, Elgin, well, here's another one. He's never been far away, but they've been confident he'd win a number of times since coming from the Lloyd Williams stable to Chris Lee's. I will say his trials have been very, very good. If he comes in his best form, he's a definite chance as well. And number five, Cool World, will appreciate at 1,200. 3, 1, 2, and 5.
Race three, the NBN News for the Fillies and Mares. Mirror Vision here for the Snowdens. Number nine, $2.90 right now. Number 12, Rocca Rosa's gone $4.20 to $3.90. And number seven, Bright Rubik, is now at $4.60.
Mirror Vision's one of the Snowdens team. Tommy Berry's riding from Barrier 1. So it ticks all boxes. Has won two trials lately at Randwick. Times have been okay. Taken on in front of the recent trial and race right away. Tommy trialed him to win by a length and a half. It's a filly, actually, by Londro. She'll do me. Number three, Sun Susie, was also an acceptor here tomorrow. Matty Smith's decided to run today. Has been close up in all starts this time in. It's a chance. Number 12, well back Rocca Rosa. To Chris Waller, James McDonald. Not an ordinary barrier drawn out wide, but I reckon on its Warwick Farm trial recently, it'll run well. No pressure under the trial. I'll beat about 3 lengths by Matty Rock, that's only started Canterbury. It'll be a good chance. Number 2, Joy and Mirth, the other one. 9-3, 12-2.
Race 4, the benchmark 64 on Cup Day at Newcastle. Number 6, Toulouse there for David Payne. $3.30, it's gone $3.50, $3.40 and now $3.30 at tab. Number 3, Dambula is at $4.20. And number 5, he's imposing at $5.50. And I should mention, John, number 7, number 4, Equipped. It's gone 7-6 over the last 40 minutes.
Very open. Well, I don't think it's an open race. I've got my best bet at this. But there is a fair bit of depth to the race. Toulouse is my best bet, owned by a number of people, including Will Fuller and Paul Whelan, who race a lot of horses together, and David Payne, the trainer. Mate, it ran third on the Kenzo the other day to Tour Willica. Only got beat a length. Ran on really good at the end of the 2400. So the trip's no problem. It ran second at Canterbury. The crew only beat it a couple of lengths, 3 runs back. I think it can get away with this race for the good barrier and Glenn Schofield to ride. It's my best on the day. Dan Buller will set the speed, I'd imagine. Kieran Maher's got it with David Eustace. It won a Canberra the other day. Won't be about a length. Led all the way. Second pick for mine. Number 4, Equip. A strong stayer. Showed a bit of form. 2 runs back. And that was at Wyong when it runs second to Millshawn. And number 5, best of the others, he's imposing. Needs to be ridden off the pace. 6-3, 4-5.
6-3, 4-5 in race 4. Race 5, the first of the big features, the Australian Bloodstock Cameron Handicap. Number 14, Rock for Hawks Racing, the favourite at $3.90. 6, Wren's Day, former international for Godolphin at $4.60. Conti Patire, they've gone this way at $5. And Mantastic, number 1, at $9.50.
I'm keen on Conti Patire here. She's a lovely American mare, but she's very, very flighty, quirky as they call it. First up at Scone, after a terrific trial, she started $18 in the dark duel and went flat on the home turn. Looked like she wasn't going to run on, and she stormed home to beat Sabatiano and Oganda. Went to Eagle Farm for the Dane Rip of the Group 2, got beat a length and a half after being on the pace. Gay and Adrian Spelder, producer at Ramwick on August 24, that beat 3/4 of a length by Deprive in the Group 3 Show County, and got injured, I think, in the barrier and was a late scratching at Ramwick or Roseville, I think Ramwick, a couple of weeks back. She's very strong, Andrew, the long, straight or suitor. Sam Clementon retains the ride. Number 14's got a massive chance there. Rock, 7 starts, 3 wins, 3 seconds. With the Hawks team have got him. Tommy Berry to ride. He'll love this long straight. Number 6, Wren's Day. Heavily back favourite. A bit disappointing. First Australian run, but has since trial well. The Dolphins got him. And number 13, Articus, a shock winner a couple of weeks back at Ramwick. He's a chance on the home track. 5-14, 6-13.
5-14, 6-13 in the Cameron. Race 6, number 9, Padano for Paul Perry. It's 3.30 to 3.50 this morning. 16 head spins. It's $5.50. And number 2, Hit the Target. 7-6 this morning.
I like Hit the Target. Gerry Harvey's horse. Steve Jones has got him. He had every chance in the highway at Ramwick when he got beat a length of... He blew out a bit at the end there. And he probably needed that run, looking back on it. Padano, or Pandano's got a terrific chance. Been heavily back, went really good here the other day. Timmy Clark goes on the colt today, and he's by Dundale, and he's very, very strong. Number 4, Texas Storm, he's a back marker, but he'll be strong at the end. Don't underestimate him. And number 5, Calipari. Big risk of him at the 1200. A huge risk, I reckon, but we'll see what happens.
2-9, 4-5, the thoughts there in race 6. Race 7, the big feature, the Sharp Newcastle Gold Cup. 16-hour candidate is the $2.60 favourite for Australian Bloodstock, and Chris Lee's chasing that first win in his cup. Hush Rider, number 8 at $4.80, and number 1, Red Cardinal at $11.
I'm with our candidate. He's got 54 on the limit, but I can tell you that Chris doesn't think he's that well weighted in relation to Red Cardinal. He's stable, mate. There's only 5 kilos between them. And Red Cardinal's clearly the fast horse of the race. But He's an up-and-comer, our candidate. Two brilliant wins at Randwick and Rosehill recently. And he spaced his runs, he told me 2 days ago, Chris, after acceptances, because he's had a pretty long campaign. If he gets a good run, you know, from that barrier seven, he'd be very hard to beat. Red Cardinal, look out, he don't blow them away here. He's trialled well. He ran in last year's Melbourne Cup. He won first up at Rosehill last prep. Number 8, Hush Rider. Terrific run in the Wyong Cup. He'll run a big race here. He'll be on the speed if he don't lead. And Gay's won a number of Newcastle Cup. And number 17, Attention Run. Another one of Chris's. 16, 1, 8, and 17.
The big cup there, it'll be an intriguing race, and we'll have interviews for Newcastle between 11:30 and 12 this morning under the new morning format. The last race, the Tibby, Pahutukawa number 2 is the $2.90 favourite, Gary, over Sweet Deal at $4.80 and Connemara at $6.50.
Pahutukawa's 4 wins have all been on wet tracks, but 3 of them have been on soft, and it's got it today. But I'm going for Matty Dale's horse, Notation. Should have won the Wyong Cup. Got caught 3 deep all the way outside the leaders, no cover, and got me the length. It'll probably be Matty's Kosciuszko horse. He's got terrific form, 11 starts, 5 wins, 3 placings, and all the recent starts, apart from the Mona Lisa at Wyong, has been in town. Number 2, Pahutukawa's got a great oak. Gee, I thought she'd trial well. Got beat a head or a nose in a Group 1 at Eagle Farm last start. That's Tiara, before a brief spell. Third pick, number 5, Sweet Deal, going terrific. And number 4, Foxy Housewife, who won the Mona Lisa. 9, 2, 5, and 4. The loose is my best bet, Andrew. Perfect day. I'm at the track now. Little breeze blowing. The track looks sensational.